Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. I want to jump right in. Mike Goodwin, Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, New York Post columnist, extraordinaire, Fox News contributor. Michael, thank you. Rick Perry was waxing very philosophical. I don't know if you heard any of it. So we're a little short of time, and I apologize because you're the best of the best. But the reason I wanted to talk to you, even if it's only for a few minutes, why can't Joe Biden tell the truth, Michael? Because I think it's killing him, and I think it's one of the underlying themes in this election. It's a character defect, and people have lost confidence in him.
Well, you're right, Larry. It is, as I've written several times, there are lots of mysteries about the Biden presidency. One of them is why he has turned over all of his policy and apparently all of his appointments to the far left. He didn't need to do that. Yeah, he was elected as a moderate, not as a far left president. And as you say, you know, with inflation, with oil, with gas prices, he keeps coming out and says these things that aren't true. And some, you know, some of the times he goes off script and tells these stories that are fanciful. He's kind of a Walter Mitty character. We'll see how many listeners understand the Walter Mitty references. But it was, it's almost like, who is this guy? This is not the Joe Biden we thought we knew. Now, I would say just quickly, the Joe Biden we thought we knew also wasn't on the take the way I think this Joe Biden has been through his son, Hunter. I mean, I think this is Tammany Hall level thievery. This is corruption. But look, he's just, he's been a bad president. I mean, there's no other way to sugarcoat you know, his performance.
You know, it's just so weird. So his presser he had Thursday on the oil and the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which everybody knows is totally political. But he's actually out there saying, well, gee, I didn't stop the oil companies from producing. They're asleep. And people see this and know it's a flat out lie. They just know that. And I say to myself, I mean, I know, Bud. What, Joe, why would you say that? Because you just spent 2 years attacking them. And now you're, I mean, this is the kind of confidence debilitating thing that is, I think it's a, you know, it's kind of a subheading of this election, Mike Goodwin. I think it's, people see this and they say, I don't want this guy. He's not going to solve our problems. I don't want him anymore.
Yeah, it's like that old line, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
That's right.
Look, I think that there is a desperation about his campaigning now because of what will happen when the Republicans take either House of Congress. They are going to investigate the Hunter Biden situation, including Joe Biden's participation and profiting from it. I mean, I think that must scare him, keep him awake at night, because I believe the whole scam is going to be unraveled.
Yeah, they're going to go after it right away. Right away.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to do everything he can to keep the Democrats in power for his own personal sake, not just for his agenda, but I think for his reputation, certainly for Hunter Biden's future. I mean, there's a lot of things that are going on, I think, that are not spoken of in the campaign, but which form, I think, and inform his lies and exaggerations. I mean, the other thing he said on Thursday was that, Republicans want to end Medicare. They want to end Social Security.
Right.
He keeps saying that. I mean, it's just, again, it's not true, but for him, it's a scare tactic designed to just pull off a few more votes. I mean, there's no limit, it seems, no bottom to what he'll say or do now in this desperation.
And the thing is, Michael, none of it's worked. I mean, it's completely off key. It's completely off tune. The whole campaign they've run. But you know what? I want to kind of, we don't have enough time, and I'm going to ask you to forgive me. But just in the end here, your point about protecting his self and Hunter Biden, that's a very interesting angle. He loses the House. He's going to have to face Jim Jordan and the oversight.
If he loses the Senate, it's Ron Johnson and
right.
Chuck Grassley.
Right. Michael Goodwin, please forgive me. We'll come back to you next week or the week after. I'm terribly sorry. Folks, again, I apologize. Never enough time in life. We're going to take a break. Other side of the break, we're going to talk to Congressman Lee Zeldin, who has now pulled even with Governor Kathy Hochul in one of the greatest upsets coming in New York State history. I'm Kudlow.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.